Since its completion in the early 60s, increasing concerns arose over the effects resulting from the dam's operations. The general public, non-government organizations, federal and state governments all expressed contempt over the ecological impacts to the downstream ecosystem. Surprisingly, the main environmental debate is over sediment. The Colorado River is considered to have an extremely high sediment content. The dam traps nearly 100 million tons of it each year. The reduced supply of sediments is primarily responsible for the degradation of the Glen Canyon ecosystem. Since the delivery of this coarse organic matter has been arrested, the Colorado squawfish, the round-tail chub, and the bony-tail chub are now extinct species, with five more species of fish listed as endangered. Additionally, other amphibious species, insects, and vegetation have noticeably suffered due to cascading effects of reduced sediment supply. It was decided that an environmental impact statement was to be prepared that detailed the operations of the dam. At the conclusion of the statement, it was proposed that an adaptive management process be adopted in conjunction with the Grand Canyon Protection Act. The effects of the dam's operations on the downstream ecosystem would be continually monitored. Long-term programs have been conducted since this declaration that ensure the dam functions in a manner that mitigates adverse environmental impacts.